Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. The Senate may not take any action at the moment to keep Tegel Airport permanently open and thus implement the referendum. This is the conclusion reached by former federal administrative judge Stefan Petto, who was appointed by the Senate as a neutral expert witness. His 72-page report was debated in the Senate yesterday. According to a report submitted to RBB, Tegel could only be kept open if all three shareholders, Berlin, Brandenburg, and the federal government, agree to change their joint state government planning. At present, neither Brandenburg nor the federal government is prepared to do so. If, contrary to expectations, all three shareholders wanted to keep Tegel open, they would have to prove that BER's capacity is too low, despite the expansions. If this proof is not successful, a change in the state planning would be illegal. On the other hand, the Senate would only have one alternative. Berlin could unilaterally cancel the joint state planning. However, the termination would not take effect until 2022 at the earliest. In any case, according to Petto, a wave of complaints from environmental associations, municipalities, and private individuals would be expected, resulting in years of delay, if attempts are made to keep the airport open. An unidentified person attacked and injured three homeless individuals in the Yorkstrasse U-Bahn on Monday evening. Presently, the reasons are uncertain what prompted the attacker to first kick a 50-year-old man in the face and then proceed to punch his 36-year-old companion several times in the face with his fist. A witness later told the police that the stranger then took an object and stabbed an additional, currently unknown homeless person in the leg. The perpetrator then fled with a companion via the Yorkstrasse-Balzenestrasse exit. A witness described the perpetrator as between 20 and 25 years of age and potentially being of Arabic descent. Before police officers arrived, the man whose leg was injured disappeared. The other two victims initially refused treatment by a doctor, and criminal police have secured the BVG video footage from the station. The AfD in the Bundestag wants to send Roman Reusch to the parliamentary supervisory body, which is responsible for controlling intelligence services. Reusch was most recently chief public prosecutor in Berlin, but at present his duties are suspended. Since October, he has been sitting in the Bundestag for the AfD, which he joined in 2013. The Bundestag wants to decide on the appointment of the parliamentary supervisory body on Thursday by a non-secret ballot. Politicians from other political parties have expressed their reservations about individual AfD politicians, above all because of possible contact with right-wing extremist groups such as the Identity Movement. Hundreds of people waited in front of two shops to buy a pair of BVG sneakers that went on sale at 10 a.m. yesterday morning. RBB reported early Tuesday that most of the people waiting outside in Kreuzberg had retreated into their cars or bars overnight. Shopkeepers drew up a wait list that was checked at regular intervals. Around 1 a.m., more than 550 people were on the list, some having waited outside for 2 days. The sneakers are only available at the Overkill in Kreuzberg and at the Adidas original flagship store in Mitte. The shoe has been produced by Adidas in a limited edition of 500 at a cost of 180 euros and are designed with the unique pattern of the upholstery found in the Berlin U-Bahn. The shoes, with a ticket integrated in the stitching, are valid until the end of 2018 as a Tageskarte in all Berlin subways, trams, buses, and ferries, but not in the S-Bahn. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. If you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.